Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces January 2023 Astrology Horoscope Forecast. This is for you if Pisces is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Pisces that you are watching for. And if you are a very late degree Pisces friends, so birthday from March 15th through the rest of the sign, or 23 degrees or so through the rest of the sign, I also suggest you listen to my Aries report because you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. My theme for Pisces for this month is Ready, Set, Glow, and we will get into the details as to why throughout this presentation. So the first thing that I'm excited to report is that this is going to feel truly like a new year. Even though we are starting the year still with Mars and Mercury in retrograde, which means it is going to be a little bit of a slow start to the feeling of the new year, as the month progresses, the energies will compound. So here's my little visual showing not only what is happening throughout the month as we build this crescendo into the most open period for free from personal planet retrogrades that we've had for many, 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 many months that we will have for a while. Now, 2023 is a year that we are going to have a lot of retrogrades. We're starting the year, you know, here with Mars retrograde still. We also are going to have a Venus retrograde and 3 Mercury retrogrades. So that tends to make things slow and inward and backward. But as January progresses, you can see January 12th, Mars goes direct. January 18th, Mercury goes direct. So as the month goes on, this energy is building into openness and momentum and clarity. By February 7th, the Mercury post shadow period is cleared. By March 16th, the Mars shadow period is cleared. So you're not going to need to wait until this grand open period of March 16th through April 7th, which is completely free from personal planet retrogrades and their shadow periods, the, you know, one of the few periods like it in this whole year. You're not going to have to wait until then to get all the benefits. I'm trying to show you here with this visualization that with every day from January 12th on, as we progress through the months, more and more openness, flow, momentum, clarity, ability to plan, zest, oomph, ambition is going to return. And we'll look to see where some of those specific things are showing up for you as well. So it's basically understanding that retrograde times are times for going inward and backward, for sitting on the beach and watching to see what shows up on shore, whether it's garbage or whether it's a beautiful, you know, jumping dolphin. You know, it's kind of a time to sit and watch and observe and just deal with what comes to you. But this open period that we're building into as the month and as these months go on is a time for action and decisiveness and very, very, very big changes. All right, so one of the reasons why I'm saying it's time for Pisces to ready, set, glow is because we still have this abundance of earth energy. Earth energy on both sides, making a 60 degree angle from here and a 60 degree angle from here, which is our very fabulous sextile, which is a planet or is this an aspect of opportunities. So lots of opportunities coming for business, for work, for friendships, for groups, for internet-based projects. Lots of opportunities coming to get on track with your highest expression in this lifetime, for inventiveness, for getting, you know, any of your, the things that make you light up bright, for communication, for writing projects, for expression. All of that has wonderful angles set up specifically for Pisces. Now, as we have Mercury waking up here, Mercury has been going retrograde through the house of friendships. Okay, so this is meaning December, January, maybe you were going to see old friends or old acquaintances or running into people that you haven't seen in a while, having blasts from the past. It may be that you're going back over issues or questions about your involvement in groups or social media. And now as we're starting to move forward here, you're having more clarity about that. Just deep dive into the questions involving your place within the group, your place within the internet community, your place within your social, areas, anything having to do with even your business, questions about your work and your employment and your place out in the world. All of these questions are finally going to start having some answers since we're moving forward with this nice crescendo here. Something else that is going to really glow and grow for you has to do with home. Okay, so home is where Mars, this is your fourth house, home is where Mars has been circulating and going backwards. And so home projects, things about housing, real estate, you know, anything that you're having to do with those kind of things or family-based issues that maybe seem like they were going slowly or maybe certain things had started to really heat up, this is a time where things start to ground in and you'll notice definitely some things moving forward here in the home and family, in your inner world. Because this fourth house also has to do with your inner world. And by the way, I'm giving you some important dates here and we'll talk about more, but if you want a complete list of the highlights of the important dates, what you can expect from them delivered into your inbox 1 month early, go to anniehelpsyou.com. You can see this link in the notes underneath the podcast or video, anniehelpsyou.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter and you will get all kinds of stuff. If you're into astrology, you definitely want to be a member of my group there because you get all kinds of free goodies. Okay, so now let's talk about the full moon on January 6th. The case of January 6th, we've got a full moon at 16 degrees of Cancer. Full moons bring completion, fruition, drama. So in the days leading up to here, you know, it's really leading up the first week of January and then kind of lingering into the second week, you've got this emotional, you know, intuitive, sensitive, possibly with high drama, for better or worse, energy in the area of home and family. Okay, so this Mars energy that's lighting up for you is in the house of Cancer and home and family. Okay, so now you also have this full moon lit up in the sign of Cancer. That's increasing the odds that something notable will come up in home and family. But it's also lighting up your fifth house of true love, children, and creativity. So expect something notable going on in your love life or involving children you work with or your own kids or your inner child or your creative bursts or your hobbies or even something fun. I always like to call this fifth house the bucket list house. So you might find yourself doing something you've always wanted to do around this time. Something could bump in there for you. And remember that this is a nice angle for you too. This is a trine. So when we have a full moon, you know, like I said, full moons can bring in challenges, drama, things being brought to light. However, because this is in a nice angle for you, it increases the odds that this will bring you yummy, beautiful things and that this will be a very nice, memorable time for you and your family or you and your loved ones or you and someone close to you or some moments of achievement or expression. So this can bring yummy goodies to all Pisces placements, but anyone that is between 11 and 21 degrees and the closer to 16 degrees, the more you get a kiss from this full moon. So that corresponds with around March 1st through around March 11th, and the biggest kiss, the closer you are to the 5th or 6th in this range. But don't worry, if you're not in that range, you'll still get goodies or potentials of goodies, which is something that's very important to remember about astrology. What we're looking at here are potentials. Manifestations are way more complex than we can make happen or project because they are determined by many other factors. But we can look at the potentials, and we do know that sometimes the potentials do equate to manifestations. So this energy of waking up is a very big theme for this month. We're waking up into a new year. Like I said, it might be a little bit groggy at first. Mercury comes alive, expression, things you haven't been able to write or say or in other ways move forward, even paperwork. Or this is really, really great for taxes. If you usually put your taxes off, you might want to try to get some stuff done because all of this Capricorn energy, especially in the nice angle for you as a Pisces, can really help you be disciplined and focused. And once the energies get into Aquarius, as the month progresses, they will, the energy is going to change a lot for you. So it's going to be more, internal, retrospective. And this is where you start preparing for your birthday time, or if you're watching for another Pisces placement, the movement of the sun over your Pisces placement, which is going to be coming soon. But before that happens, you're going to have this 12th house crowded, which is really just more of a time of review, facing fears, addressing, you know, anything in your subconscious mind that is keeping you back. So the earlier part of the month, when you've got all this cap energy, is the better time to concentrate and, you know, do tedious things. And then just know that, you know, these energies are going to shift. But there is still this grand energy of waking up. So Mercury's waking up, Mars is waking up. And then Jupiter woke up in November, but we still have Jupiter getting super rowdy and back in Aries in your second house of money. So if you've been listening to my reports, at least for the last few months, you know I've been talking about mega money for you all. And that potential did not just stay in the months that I was using that as the tagline. This is really present, especially from now into May, when this is highlighting your whole house. If you, you know, if you're looking at whole house astrology, then Jupiter will be lit up there through May. Now, if you're looking from the Placidus perspective, those of you who are later in the sign, so we'll say, you know, even really most of you March born, you're going to have longer of Jupiter circulating in that second house, because in the Placidus chart, things stagger. So the later you are in degree in the sign, the more Jupiter is pushed back here, where it's influencing in the second house, but it's also going to be continuing to shore up some things in your first house, which have to do with the foundational beliefs that set your success in your finances. Okay, but either way, this is a very big time for getting on track and laying some serious grounding and groundwork for your present and future security. Okay, so on January 21st, we have a new moon in Aquarius. This is lighting up that same house as I told you all these planets, well, at least some of them are, these ones are, going to move into this 12th house for you. And so this new moon and the days around this new moon might bring you some insights into the spiritual nature of things, into the connectedness of things, into your inner psyche, into your intuition. It's a very special time when the veils are very thin between worlds. Something else to celebrate is we have the Star Goddess Congregation. Port of Fortune moves kind of quickly, but it is there at the moment, making nice trines for you. So you've got, again, your house of true love and children and creativity just beautifully lit up by these star goddesses in the most fabulous aspect in all of astrology called the trine. So hopefully you will be inspired, you will be ready to glow, you'll be ready to move forward. Things that had been stagnating will start to zoom ahead. That clarity and that indecision from Mars in Gemini, especially in retrograde, might start to clear up. You still might be dancing between two options in a lot of ways, because this Gemini energy and Mars being how we use our energy can tend to make us go back and forth. But at least you'll start to be able to see more of the steps ahead of you than you were able to before, and things will start to race open. And if you have important things that you have to do, that period of time, as I talked about here, where are you? You know, once you get clear of Mercury's shadow, I mean, from February 7th onward, it's a really great time to do important things. And if you want to have all of those energies just really racing without any shadow periods, March 16th through April 7th is your golden period, and that will have a ton of Aries energy, which will make everyone really rowdy. And so if you've got to do something big, launches, make big decisions, take big actions, you're building upon, you know, the time to do that. But taking the smaller steps to reach the bigger dream, you're definitely going to have a lot of good energy as the month progresses and as the months progress. Okay, so I've given you a lot of information to work with to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. If you would like more free goodies from me, go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you and all of my other offerings. And I also have blogs on that site, astrology blogs and more. You can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. This is a beautiful site if you haven't seen it yet. This is an astrology-kissed nest where you can cozy in and learn about how astrology can help you in your daily experience, and also lots of tips for and spirit fuel for healthy living. If you want some free courses on unleashing your money magnet and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, loomlife.com. At that same website, which is my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, you can find my very transformational programs, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to be a professional astrologer and earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that from ground level all the way up to the professional level. Or if you'd just like to learn for your own personal development and helping friends and family, I can also help you there. And I have other courses that you can see there at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. If you're looking for readings or personalized astrology education packages, you can go to anniebclarity.com and see the options there. If you would like to get exclusive content access, so more content from me, helping you to understand your natal chart, giving you more goodies on the current and upcoming astrological transits, if you want to understand many ways that you can make tough astrological transits easier, you can find all that at anniebastrology.com. Now for my books. I have 3 books that are available and more on the way. You can find Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, on the shelf at all major booksellers in the Mind, Body, Spirit section. And that is a very beautiful hardcover, in-depth book. You can also get it online or at any indie bookstore. My other book, Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. This is a non-denominational prayer and affirmation book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their bag with them and refer to it often. It's a beautiful book. You can find it through any major bookseller and online, also at indie stores. And my new release of my very first book, which is a spiritual novel called Tough Pill to Swallow. So it's a beautiful, supernatural, autobiographically inspired, happy ending book. Okay, so I'll just tell you that finding transcendent solutions to seemingly unsolvable problems is the mission for the folks in this book, and you will see the wonderful ways that they attract in these wonderful outcomes. So Tough Pill to Swallow is based on my experience working for Big Pharma decades ago, selling a drug that got recalled for killing people, and you'll see more about that in Tough Pill to Swallow, which you can also order online or get order through any major bookseller or indie bookseller. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!